acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene!
Eugene Fodor!
Gene, was good.
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano! Huh? Oh!
Gene, run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am the ferryman. The human spirit is my business. Their madness, their passion. The wonderful and monstrous ways they burn out their brief candle.
I regret to tell you that very many American lives have been lost.
Was heard to shout from the car, "He's dead." Whether he referred to President Kennedy or not is not yet known.
In 3 or 4 hours, people must get up and go to identification. Just as all they had a full night's rest. Started free from the rubble.
I am here in the in-between to collect their spirits and carry them to what comes next. This road is not on any map. It spans the thresholds between their most forbidden desires and their greatest fears. All I ask for in payment is a tale, an accounting of their lives in the great temporary that is the land of the living. These are their stories. This is The Passage. August 6th, 1938. The Mississippi Delta, the Badlands. The nights here are damp and tepid. They reek of cypress, rust, and blood. A smell that seeps out of the swamps and hangs in the mist. This is fertile ground from which so much has come. And so much exploited, seeded by the leathered hands of black sharecroppers and tenant farmers. The souls who work this ground have birth, the music so deep and mournful. It has woven itself into the tapestry of this nation and become the soundtrack of its sorrow. And here, standing on the platform, its most enigmatic practitioner. Yeah, a mysterious soul whose life will become the stuff of myths. A bluesman whose talents are unmatched and whose music will shape generations of singers and songwriters yet to come. Yeah. Despite this, he leaves behind very little, like a ghost, who in the land of the living now only exists in his records. His spirit exists here, freshly disembodied, holding the moonlight still, an old guitar in hand, yeah. Robert Johnson.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene!
Eugene Fodor!
Gene, what's booted?
Much of the joy you will find on the road comes from the person you share it with.
So you write the books, Gene, and Vlastar on the business. I understand now. It is a wise man who marries a wiser woman.
But be careful and choose your travel partner well, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
Get down!
I'm not stupid, Gene. Something is going on, and it's high time you tell me the truth.
Freeze, Americano! Huh? Oh!
Gene, run!
So travel before it's too late. Your money will return, your time won't, and we're all too quickly approaching that final destination.
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, fam. I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, a daily podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Every weekday, we bring you conversations with the culture makers who inspire us.
Like our recent episode with Hollywood royalty Regina and Raina King. We talked about the creative power of women's relationships.
I feel like, thank God for women, like, especially when it comes to Black women, the way we lean on our mothers, our grandmothers, our sisters, our friends. We're just each other's pulse. I mean, it's molecular, you know?
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Robert, I'm here to offer you passage.
Is that so? I thought I heard screams off in the distance, but it turns out just to be the squeal of your train grinding to a halt. All that momentum lost, just for me.
Yeah, it's a lot of train for one guy. This is true.
You know, Without meaning to, my hand keeps finding its way back to my throat, but it's intact once more. No hanging tendons, no blood pooling into my collarbones. How about that?
Yeah, how about that? You leave in the shape you prefer.
Is that so?
Yeah, you're looking good, kid.
You know, once I saw your unsightly locomotive, I felt relief, believe it or don't. Seems my gamble paid off. Even now, I can still see the faces contorting in pain and the dark masses of smoke billowing overhead.
Sorry, it's unsightly. What do you want, a shiny one?
How much for a ticket?
My payment is your story.
Sure is hot in here. Didn't think I'd still feel things when my body went to the dogs.
All right, no more dilly-dallying. Take a seat.
Hey, you mind if I tune this girl up while we talk?
It would seem unnatural if you didn't.
Much obliged. Now I can see you've been on the job a good while. You are plenty rugged. A mean engine you got here, too. A lot better than a Greyhound. Probably ain't always been this way, though. You know, they say back in the old days you worked an oar, but the times are changing faster than your train could blink. Yeah, it seems like you had to economize. I mean, the world's getting big all the time. Stands to reason there's got to be a more efficient way to carry the abundance of souls to the end of the line. Put us on an assembly belt and drag us straight into the boiler. But what do you got to show for your work, big man? Nothing but more of it, I reckon. I bet a lot of people come up on in here scared of you. Not me. You see, we're kin, you and I. Not on account of our skin or nothing. I figure you don't have skin, not rightly. Nah. We're kin in suffering. I reckon that was the first deal. A deal we broke. The tree of knowledge and the eating of its fruit. That there was our first taste of free will. And the beginning of two sides of men. Good and evil stirred together. Ever since then, man's worked the dirt and the Almighty's worked us over. But you and me, we stuck somewhere in between all that. They tell us we're free people, but I'm spending my childhood on a plantation hiding out from men with guns and ropes. Maybe that's why I decided on traveling so much once I got grown. Seeing where we are now, I'm guessing my traveling days ain't over yet. We rambling, man, you and I. I got a proposition of sorts. I know you've been on the job since before time itself got up and running, and I ain't even live as long as my old man. But I bet the feeling's the same. Now, I'm thinking you and I could use a change of scenery. Let me not get ahead of myself. You know, my friends warned me against taking the deal. My family, bless their hearts, thought I was smart enough not to do it. But here I am, playing the long con. Was it worth it? That's all they ever ask. You can never know a thing until it's over, and I don't think it's over yet. The hell I look like living until I'm soiling myself, bad back and worse eyes, being chased from the Gulf to the tip of Maine and back again just because I'm darkening some white man's eyesight. Is it any wonder that the blues was born from this country? What if I tell you the story goes just like they say? I met the snake. They said I'd find him there at the crossroads, and that I did. It was a night not unlike this one, but I tell you like this. I have never been so cold as I was that night. The wind whipped and there was this kind of sleet that'd take your face right off. He makes sure to only meet men on nights like that, so he knows they're serious. and he was not one to waste his time. We made a trade. Maybe it was just a fever dream. Either way, I woke up a changed man. I had a song in me, like a wolf beneath the moon. I knew I couldn't sit, so I left. I chased the songs, and my fingers felt different, and when I held a guitar, it was like I'd been born with it. I couldn't farm no more. My hands couldn't plow or pick no more. I saw my reflection in the waters, and I saw a different face staring back at me. Not the face of a farmer, and not the face of a family man. Now, I saw the face of a walking man, and that's the truth, whether it happened in a dream or not. So I left. I howled. I played till my fingers bled and my throat was raw, and while I was away, the devil came for everything I left behind. Came for my sweet Virginia. She died in childbirth. And when I came home, they scorned me. Said it was divine punishment for me selling my soul to the devil. But my grieving and my pain was necessary. It became the fuel for the flame. It completed my transformation. I had a river in me now. The blues. You know, it's not a secret that the dirt of a crossroad shares common ground with your world. This land's been filled with meaning. Deep meaning. Since before any of us visitors got here. Roads are filled with intention, you understand? People with purpose and drive making their way towards a destination or dying trying. People in motion, whether willing or not, imbue the land with meaning. Not that I gotta tell you that. Oh, sure, our ships and trains and planes bring us closer, but the suffering of our people, all peoples, will grow. And there's no stopping that. He told me so. That's the knowledge I gained. At the cost of my soul. A few good years of playing, then them hellhounds took the flesh right out of my neck. I knew they would. I know a lot of things. Yeah. I know folks won't find my grave because there won't be one. It's part of the deal. And so what? The devil's honest. I'll tell you that. He tells you what you'll get. And he delivers. All I asked for was knowledge. In my whole life, there's only ever been one type of sumbitch that want to keep us uneducated. One type that stacks the deck against you before you're even born. One type of person that keeps knowledge from you, deciding they're in charge of who can know what. And don't they hate us learning? Sounds familiar, don't it? I mean, they say we're made in God's image, but they don't mean us. No. They mean them. They're always going on hanging up portraits of a blue-eyed Jesus in church halls. Then they say that old scratch is black. Of course they would. I tell you, that man at the crossroads ain't look nothing different than all of them paintings at that church. Hey, was that a laugh I heard from you, you big oarsman? I mean, I couldn't rightly tell. I mean, you know I'm speaking true. Yeah. They call America the land of the free, right? Considering how this country was built, is it any wonder folks around here got a messed up idea of what freedom is? They always want to throw the blame on Satan or their old lady. Not me. No, I got myself in this pot. And I guess I'm gonna cook. You know, freedom only means something to folks if someone else has it worse so that they can compare themselves. A man gets yelled at by the foreman of a factory or in the yard and comes home and puts his hands on his wife or children first time he gets a reason to. It's the land of subjugation, founded on a religion of subjugation. Violence comes from the top down. Might be time to change that. The truth? before I ask the devil for knowledge. Ask the Lord for mercy. Yeah. All I wanted was to not hurt anymore. Stop this cycle. Just stop the hurting. Stop being hurt. I suppose I asked because I didn't have the balls to take the yoke off myself. That's a sin too, you know? Deciding to go by your own hand. When salvation didn't come, I asked for strength. When I wasn't granted the strength to change, I asked for the knowledge to know what to do. I knew I was talking out of turn. But why is it we're made to play the game before we even know the rules? Well, now I know everything. I saw it all right then, as the hounds ripped into my throat. Just added a little more gravel to these here vocals. It's dissonance that makes music good.
Yeah, dissonance. I know all about it. This is very true.
Why, sure it is. The animals got to figure it out. Eat, sleep, fight, rut when you can. Anything else is nonsense. The only other thing any good is music. And that just helps us make sense of it all. I mean, your soul is at its lowest. We sing. Do you sing? You know, the serpent gave the woman knowledge. Then she gave it to us. That's how come women are smarter than us. Don't trust the menfolk, trust the animal. Trust the women. Trust the goat, trust the witches. Don't trust the preacher, man. Why you think they don't let women preach? Because they'll tell the truth. Because they know how this world was built. I didn't listen. Ain't no woman could tell me nothing. Yeah, it took the serpent to set me straight. And now I see.
What do you see?
Oh, now, I'm getting that. Everybody is so sure that I'm going to burn. But I don't think that's the case. You see, we got free will. He gave it to us, and he punishes us for exercising it, but we do. You think humans are the only ones with it? Why you think he ran old Lucifer out of town in the first place? None of us are beholden to someone else's rules. Not even you. And you know that deep down. How many of the damned do you got back there shoved into boxcars to the roof? Thousands? More? So why is it that the guy who's been running the ship since before ships ain't got nothing to show for it? Make no mistake, it's us that holds the whole thing together. You probably think you got nothing in common with all of us low types in the mortal realm. But that is just a load, pal. You've been huffing too much of that there smoke if you think otherwise. You can't act like I don't know. You got a job. You work for your meal, just like all of us. The payment I'm giving you is proof of that. Yeah. I've been angling to meet you since I first read about you. Might not look like it, but I've always been keen on learning anything that catches my interest. And you, my friend, you are fascinating.
I gotta warn you, I cannot be distracted by flattery.
I figure you say something like that, but I know. You want something just like I do. I'm pretty sure I know where you're taking this big steamer. But I got a better idea. You and me, we can break out. People say everything works out according to God's plan. How'd that go for Judas? How'd that go for them folks who died in them fields in Georgia, in Florida, in Mississippi? You think they getting some kind of reward? You think Lot doesn't miss his wife? You think Job forgot his first family? They've been selling that shit to us since the dawn and I ain't buying it. Listen, I'll play the serpent. Don't you worry. The only thing you got to do is say yes. Hell, you don't even gotta talk. Turn this big old engine around and drive it right through the pearly gates. Run old St. Peter under these wheels and we'll take what's ours. And what could we do that wasn't done to us 100-fold? Look at you, all crooked and hunchback from the pain. You've seen what a lifetime of suffering will do to a man. You ever reckon what it's done to you? I am the firstborn son of Adam. You are the firstborn son of Erebus. Look how the other children are being treated. I've played rundown juke joints for nickels, sometimes not even that. You are forgotten in this old passage eon after eon. Why are you not a god?
Yeah, well, the only thing more dependable than a devil's cunning is a man's hubris.
Oh, man.
You're not wrong, fella. You're not wrong. You got me dead to rights there. Oh, man. I've been turning this idea over in my head since I considered that deal in the first place. Enemy and my enemy, right?
Yeah. What use is free will? I mean, maybe I'm being used, but aren't I using him the same? You think we are similar, but the blues binds man, beast, and every other being together as one. You think the devil don't have the blues? We all know sorrow. We've all been discarded. We deserve to take what's ours. Let the Father beg for forgiveness, for we're the ones who toil in his stead. We can resist evil, but there's no escape from righteousness. It punishes just and unjust all the same. Why inherit sin, but be denied our dominion? Take me up to heaven. They won't know what hit them. Imagine the looks on their faces when this old iron horse barrels through their pastures with these endless cars, packed to the brim of these souls they thought were beneath them. Come on. What do you say, you old coals, man? Will you help me shake up the afterlife? I know you took Orpheus down the underworld way while he was still living. He played that good a song, huh? But you just wait till you hear this one. You don't think I damned my soul just for fame, huh? In this country, fame never got a black man nothing but kill. Maybe that'll change one day. Who knows? I won't be around to see it. But I know I'm not the son of a muse. And what's a song without the human element? You see, fairy man, I didn't shake old Scratch's hand for money. Now you can take me to hell and keep up this endless game of yours. Or you can come with me. You don't have to make a decision now. I know how long this ride is. I know it all. And I know where it'll end. When it'll end. And I'll be exactly where I knew I'd always end up. Yeah. My friend at the crossroads told me. He told me not to be afraid. He told me I'd be just fine. Listen to the howling night. Listen to the moans of the souls you're carrying. You can't escape it, can you? How long has it been since you've heard song? When's the last time you've had that luxury? Do you hum it to yourself underneath the rumbling of this ancient beast you steer? My people have sung songs of sorrow far before they even stepped foot on this land. Their fate was unknown, as was their destination. But you and I are changing that. Right now. I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned. Let me play you the songs that the devil taught me. Thank you.
stories about him will never mention the most important detail. Robert Johnson earned his talent with sweat and toil, and Robert himself wouldn't say it. The devil at the crossroads was in awe of the man he met. When he walked away, he knew he'd gotten a bargain. Robert's music will far outlive him, and his work will become so much bigger than the tawdry mythology surrounding it. His music carries on into the heavy southern night, across the land, over the world, as he himself steals away on his passage.
Passage stars Dan Fogler as the ferryman. This episode features Tristan Mack Wilds as Robert Johnson, written by Stephen Williams, with additional writing by Dan Bush and Nicholas Tikoski. Our executive producers are Nicholas Tikoski, Matthew Frederick, and Alexander Williams. First assistant director, script supervisor, and production coordinator, Sarah Klein. Music by Ben Lovett. Additional music by Alexander Rodriguez. Casting by Sunday Bowling Kennedy and Meg Mormon. Editing and sound design by Dan Bush. Dialogue editing and sound mixing by Juan Campos. Additional sound editing by Racket Sound. Our supervising producer is Josh Thane. Created by Dan Bush and Nicholas Tikoski. Produced by Dan Bush. The Passage is a production of iHeartRadio and Psychopia Pictures.
Comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene!
Gene Fodor!
Gene, what's good?
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano! Huh? Oh!
Gene, run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.